We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're here back in the Fantasy Bar. Monday is here. And we are back with six of my favorite plays on FanDuel and DraftKings, including a couple of my favorite stacks. We'll get started for you with some teams in some good spots. I've got my favorite value play on the slate, as well as a starting pitcher. I absolutely love the strikeout upside four in this spot. And we'll give you my favorite play on the entire slate, who's in a smash spot here tonight. Who are we talking about? Only one way to find out. It's time to belly up to the Fantasy Bar. Welcome in, guys. Monday edition, Beers Daily Fantasy Six Pack, Solar Eclipse Day for a lot of you out there. Excited about that. Hope everybody out there had a great and profitable weekend in DFS. We are back with six of my favorite plays for you for Monday slate on FanDuel and DraftKings. Thank you, as always, stopping by the Fantasy Bar, checking out today's video. Before we get to the plays, take a second, click that thumbs up button. Really helps us out over on YouTube. That is the tip jar here to continue to bring you these free videos. So thank you for that. Subscribe to the channel as well so you don't miss any of the content. All right, let's get into it. Nice slate of games here tonight. Let's start with the Diamondbacks and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. So great spot here tonight for the Diamondbacks, obviously in Coors Field. A couple guys I want to target here, so we'll give you a little preview. This is certainly a team that you're going to want to stack tonight. Not breaking news. Great matchup here with Kyle Freeland, Coors Field. But let's focus here on Lourdes Gurriel. Five multi-hit games to open up the season, so been very productive. Was good against lefties last season. 356 was the WOBA, and off to a red hot start against left-handed pitching in 2024. WOBA nearing 600 at ISO at 500. Now Kyle Freeland pulling the slab tonight for the Rockies. First two starts have been rocky. 17 earned runs for him in just 5 2/3 innings here. Gurriel gonna lead us off here in a great spot against Kyle Freeland. All right, let's get another Diamondbacks bat in here. We're talking Eugenio Suarez. Another guy, it's been very productive here for this Diamondbacks team early on. We talked about Gurriel, five multi-hit games. Suarez matches that number to open up the season. And very strong track record for him against lefties. Now the numbers down a little bit last season, but red hot to start this season. To see the numbers, that WOBA up over 700, 375 the ISO. Obviously very limited sample here, but encouraging nonetheless that we get Suarez back on track against left-handed pitching. We talked about how bad Freeland has been in his first two starts, but going back to last season, 387, weighted OBA allowed to righties, ISO at 234, and a ton of hard contact way up at near 55%, with a barrel rate reaching near 10% here. So add all those numbers up, add Coors Field up. Diamondbacks obviously going to be popular on this slate. I would not avoid them here tonight. Love Christian Walker as well. He won't be in the video here tonight, but the Diamondbacks certainly a primary target here on Monday night. All right, let's get you my favorite starting pitcher. We are talking Zach Eflin of the Rays. Now we've seen the good and the bad here for Zach Eflin. Tough start in his first go against the Toronto Blue Jays, but really bounced back. Solid start against the Texas Rangers in that second start. Now the strikeouts haven't been off the page. Five strikeouts in each of those matchups here, but I really like the spot for him to crush that number and get up into the 7, 8, 9 strikeouts against this Angels team. Struck out 29% of right-handed bats in 2023. The Angels gonna roll out a ton of righties, projected to start 7 righties here in this game tonight. And the strikeouts have been plentiful here with the Angels. 28.3% strikeout rate so far to open the season against righties. The right-handed bats who we focused on with Zach Eflin up at 34.2%, and six of the projected starters sitting at a 26% or higher strikeout rate against right-handed pitching. So you see the strikeout upside is there. I think Eflin gets us the strikeouts we need, goes well over 20, 25, 30 DraftKings points potentially. Love this spot here tonight for Zach Eflin against the Los Angeles Angels. All right, let's get you a value bet. We're talking Chaz McCormick of Houston. So really like these prices here on Chaz McCormick here tonight, whether you're stacking the Astros or even as a cheap one-off play, can check a lot of different boxes for you. It was money against left-handed pitching in 2023, 441 the WOBA, 290 ISO. Not a cake matchup here tonight with Andrew Haney, but Haney loves to throw the fastball. McCormick's numbers were even better against that pitch last season. WOBA near 450, ISO well over 300. And Haney, that is definitely his go-to pitch. 58% over the last year, over 60% to start the 2024 season here. Great spot here tonight and great value in the back of Chaz McCormick. All right, let's stay in the outfield with our next play. We are talking Michael Harris II of the Braves. So Harris been giving us some big games here, 14 or more DraftKings points in half of his games to open up the season. I think this is another good spot to add to that total where he can put some big numbers on the board. Limited sample police again. Great start to the season so far against righties. Again, a limited sample here, but that sample pretty damn good. 647 WOBA, 500 ISO here in 2024. Now Julio Teheran back again. This guy just will not die. 222 ISO, two left-handed hitters last season, and doesn't strike out a ton of bats either. Under 19% strikeout rate against left-handed hitters last season. So tough spot for him here. Harris tends to go a little bit on their own with his much more heralded teammates. Love the spot here from Michael Harris against Julio Teheran. All right, it's time. Take a look at my favorite play for Monday night. Before we do that, let's continue our Beast of the Night contest. Easy to play. Just click that thumbs up button and head to the comment section and guess fantasy points on DraftKings tonight for my highest scoring bat. Don't have to try to guess who it is. Doesn't have to be the Beast of the Night. Whichever of the five bats scores the most points, matches closely to your guess, you got a chance to win yourself a free week of RotoGrinders Premium just for hanging out here in the Fantasy Bar. All right, let's wrap it up with my favorite play for Monday night. No matter, Beast of the Night. All right, Beast time. I promised you a couple of my favorite stacks here tonight, and we are going to stay right here with the Atlanta Braves and roll with first baseman Matt Olson, my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. The big weekend for Matt Olson against the Diamondbacks. Five hits, couple home runs, four RBI, and was great against right-handed pitching in 2023. Led this potent Braves team in both WOBA and ISO at 447 and 346 last season. Teheran can really struggle with left-handed power, evidenced by the power mix, 35% fly ball rate, our contact rate over 45%, and a barrel rate reaching near 11% last season. Braves are always going to be popular. Today as we fade them, not tonight. Matt Olson, easily my favorite play on the board in tonight's Beast of the Night. All right, guys, that'll do it for our Monday six-pack. As always, any comments, questions, feedback, you guys know where to find me. Hit me up in that YouTube comment section or on Twitter at BeerMakersFan. Don't forget, your guess for fantasy points for my highest scoring hitter on DraftKings for a chance to win a free week of RotoGrinders Premium. And who is your top play on this slate? Who is your Beast of the Night? Sound off in that YouTube comment section for RotoGrinders.com. I am Beer saying salut, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Best of luck on tonight's slate. See you back here on Wednesday. Good luck, everybody.
Thanks for checking out our videos. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more DraftKings, FanDuel, and other DFS content. And you can check out our daily live show schedule on rotogrinders.com/videos.